The vision of Christ is to see His church mature and manifest His fullness. The message you're about to listen to will engrave the perfect knowledge of Christ in your heart and cause you to walk victoriously on the path of life. Now hear the glorious words of eternal life from Apostle Sifam Lawrence Tamaklo.
We are learning what the gospel is. So we are learning all the different, composition of the message gospel. So that's what we are learning. So we've learned about propitiation. Sorry, I made a mistake. Propitiation. So are you there? Hebrews chapter 8, verse 6. 7. 6. Okay, read right from 6. And please pay attention. Okay. This is the good news. The word is the good news. Good news. So what is the good news? We are still learning about the good news. Let's go ahead.
But now has he obtained the more excellent ministry.
Yeah, more excellent ministry,
By how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant.
He's a mediator of a better covenant. So the word is, he's a mediator of a better covenant. Say a better covenant.
A better covenant.
So our covenant is better than the old covenant. Our covenant is better than the Mosaic law. Yeah. Our covenant is better than the old covenant. But here's the case. Many Christians, you behave like you are someone who wants to be under the old covenant. Our covenant is better than the old covenant. So Jesus Christ is a mediator of the new covenant, which is better than the old covenant. Pay attention carefully. Please, I'll be passing some places. So watch and pay attention and take notice of the scriptures. So this time I want our church members to be able to know the word and to be able to teach others. That's the new vision for the year. Know the word, and you should be able to teach others. So always pay attention to the scriptures we are using. Tomorrow, when you want to preach the good news to somebody, you know the scriptures to use, right? So let's go ahead.
Which was established upon better promises.
Established upon better promises. Yes. So the next thing is that God brought better promises. So that means the Old Testament. Let's look at the next thing that follows it. The new and the old covenants. That's why ours is good news, because the promises are better. Let's go ahead.
For if that first covenant had been faultless.
So the first covenant, that means God saw fault. God saw issue with it. That means Nyakupon will say, no, I dear way dear. Should I tell you one of the issues of the old covenant? Nobody attained righteousness just by following it. Yes. So nobody was righteous. Only Jesus Christ became righteous under the old covenant. So if you look at it, only Jesus Christ became righteous just by the old covenant. And Pastor Christ, so this is the number of righteous people across the world just because of Jesus Christ. Compare the statistics. Have you seen it? Yes. So why God said, look at the under grace. You people say that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, you say what? I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The man who knew no sin. Yes, he became sin for us. That I may be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So as many as believe in Jesus Christ, you become God's righteousness. Now, go back to the Old Testament. Count the number of righteous people you see. I'm waiting for you. Yes. So God saw that there's a first one, because this one there is not giving us what we want to. So there was a change. There has to be a change. I get in the peace. And the change was to use Christ's sacrifice, to get his target. Is to raise as many righteous people as possible. So that is one of the thoughts I've just shown you today. Have you seen it? Now let's go ahead. There's more things we will follow. Okay? As time goes on, I'll tell you some of the thoughts in the old covenant. You should be shocked. God could not live inside them. Yeah. God could not live inside the individuals. Okay? So God could live in a sanctuary called a temple. But here, we are the temple of God. Because God could live in a human being. So this also another fault that God has to correct. So under the New Testament, you became the temple of God. You became the temple of God. So that God can dwell inside you. But under the law, they have to build something. Then God will come and stay inside. Through what we call the Ark of the Covenant. Yeah. It was a very powerful thing, the Ark of the Covenant. Yeah. And it was serious. Serious things, people of God. Maybe I should teach more in this side. There's something there. Let's go ahead.
For if...
Yeah. You read. I want to get to
for
the
For if that
first
verse. Covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second.
Okay, so you've seen this one. It's self-explanatory. Let's go ahead.
For finding fault with them, he said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel.
I'll make a new covenant,
And with the house of Judah.
All right, so go ahead.
Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord.
All right.
For this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people.
All right.
And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me from the least to the greatest.
Okay. So let's go ahead. So all shall know God by themselves. Let's go ahead. Now, under the law, people had to work to be righteous. Let me show this one first. So 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. You know that one. Just give it to me. People know that side a lot.
For he has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Galatians 2, verse 21. To tell God, make me righteous. Those of you who have been praying that prayer, please stop. It means you don't understand Bible. Who named Bible? That we may become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So you have become the righteousness of God. So you are righteous. You are righteous. Yes, I'll say it again. I know you are confused. You are righteous. Because, you see, let's look at something very carefully. Hello, do you know why they are trying to bring this LGBT law in Ghana? Do you know why? Good. The reason is because we don't have any law against that thing. Yeah. We don't have any law against gason like that. Yeah. We don't have any law against people changing their agenda in Ghana. Where is Ike Adams? Do we have laws like that? Or how is it like? Criminal. So right now, from now till the law has been passed, probably you can do it. I don't know what Ike will say. Can you stay away with the law? So you see, right now, what apostles said, so under the law, what will make you righteous is different from under grace. Under the law, you have to follow all the Ten Commandments and all the ordinances of God to be a perfect person. You see, that was the law then. Right now, the law has changed. The only law is that receive Jesus Christ and you are righteous. That is the new law. So all the old law, they've changed it. Yeah. It's like in the United States, when Trump became president, they criminalized abortion. Yeah, but Biden came and he put the thing back. Yeah, so right now, your abortion to be legal or illegal is about the president you're under. So right now, our president says that when you receive Jesus Christ, you are righteous. That's all. That's what our president is saying now, the president of heaven. If you can clap, do better. Yeah. So this one, it is law. You see, right now, the system is changing. No. Do you know why these people are becoming important? Because, you see, right now, criminals find lawyers who know the law, who can go inside. If you are guilty, they say you are innocent. Your Honor, this person here, you know, the law said this. But, Your Honor, another law said this. Don't do laws. Then they say, Pastor Godfrey is innocent now. Yeah. And you see, it's about law. So in Ghana, there's a rule that they have themselves, okay? That the person is not guilty until the court says you are guilty. That's the reason when matters are in court, we don't talk about it. We call it contempt of court or something. Am I correct?
Yes, please.
This one, clap for me. Yeah. Because court has not said the person is criminal. You go and say the person is criminal. There are some of you here, you see, especially those of you who still preach law, God will have jailed some of you because you still call some people unrighteous. When the courts has, yes, the courts have declared people righteous. This is the matter. There are many pastors they would have been gone to jail in God's garden of jail right now. Because the kind of things they preach to their members is serious. So under grace, you are righteous just because of Jesus Christ that you have received. That is all. It's not because of your situation. And we saw the exchange. where your sins are transferred, okay, with an animal without blemish, an animal that is not sick, is strong, is an animal that is clean in every way, pure, it's not dirty, it's fine. So you transfer your sins to the animal transfer its cleanness to you. So that's what happened. So our sins was transferred. People who scrutinize people's prayers and their energy grow when they are praying. You see, so this is also another interpretation of the law. Have you seen how the law works? It's about what the law is talking about. Are you here? Not your personal, how do you call it, emotions. It's about what the law says. So here, if it is not grace, okay, and it is by works, then grace, yeah, it has no effect in our life. We can't call it grace again. If you had worked to be righteous, we cannot call it grace again. Because this time around, you worked and you earned the righteousness. But madam, ladies and gentlemen, now even the Jews who received the law said none of them was righteous by the law. Now who Ghanaian? Hey! Forget it. Now you do know when they started chasing God? Huh? I don't want to go to that unprofessional side of the message. And the way I'll say my mind over here, even the Jews, can we do Bible? Are you sure we can do Bible? All right, wait, Pastor Razor, continue. I said, you must know the word and be able to teach it. That's the focus. You must know the word and should be able to teach it. So everybody listen very carefully. Are you there?
But if it be of works, then...
If it be of works, so works means that it's about the works of the law. You working so that you can fulfill the law and you be righteous. And from there, people say that, oh, you go to heaven, you go to heaven, you go to heaven. You go to hell. Like I said some 2 weeks ago, that I used to be hell and heaven conscious. It's serious. So a time came, I didn't want to have any friend. Like, I wanted to be alone so that I don't sin. Right? Whenever human beings are around you, you surely sin. It's serious. Somebody always tempted. Before I entered into my car, a man was threatening the wife to talk to the boyfriend. So, Chino Babuno. Yeah, and you see, as a pastor, my work revolves around how much information you have. So I have to wait and eavesdrop small so that I can get information. You know, make a story actually or no? Yeah. The man was saying, hey, he was saying walai and things. Who is those people some? But I don't say who they are. Yeah. The guy was threatening the wife. Oh. I say, you are my wife. I said, catch and say, you are my wife. I'm sure the woman is already our but I'll remind you. No. I said, the Otini boy, no, but Buno. Yeah, that is serious. It's a serious matter. So, chin boy, no, but Buno. Please, if you are chasing someone's wife here, I beg you. Who knows that it's my church member they are referring to? I beg you. Let's go ahead. Not by words, okay? Let's go ahead. I done.
Yes. Then is it no more grace?
So, it's no more grace. So, anytime that you want to. And the righteousness of God through works is no more grace. You are no more under grace. Listen, you are no more. So the works is the works of the law. So fine, you saying that, okay, when I follow the law, that is it. It's no more grace. So grace means that Jesus Christ has made you righteous and righteous forever. That is grace. Now, let's do something again. The next thing, wherever the law is, there's death. Yeah, death, D-E-T. H-A. Wherever the law is, there's death. Wherever Christ is, there's life. Wherever the law is projected, there's death. Like, there's death. People who battle, seriously. Wherever the law is, there's death. So, you can go and check your Bible and see. When the Israelites were under the Abrahamic covenant, you can see that nobody died among them. But when the Israelite God started with the Mosaic law, that's how it is. You could your bigger grandpa, they'll stone you to death. Yeah. Someone said, it's in the Bible. But when before Israel were under Abrahamic covenant, okay, nobody died among them. When God gave the law, okay, then have you seen it? Because law has come. When there was no law, nobody was dying. Nobody was dying because they did something wrong. Let's go ahead. Romans chapter 3 verse 10. So wherever the law is, there's death. Because death is actually a penalty for disobeying the law. There's death. There's judgment, instant judgment. And I explain to you what will happen. Are you there?
Romans 3, verse 10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one.
Yes, so under the law.
There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God.
All right, let's go ahead.
They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable.
After I go to verse 19 to 20.
Verse 19.
The same chapter.
Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it says to them that are under the law.
So whatever thing that the law says, it says it to those under the law. So let me give you a practical example. You see, right now the LGBTQI is going to be like a crime in Ghana. If you go to California, you whatever you do here, that is a sin. In California, it's not a sin. So a sin will be determined by your geographical location. Yeah. So some of you, if you can't change your gender here, go to the UK. It's not a sin. You can even start from the airport. So if you want to be a woman, please come and contact me. I'll buy you earrings before you go. So who do airports now? Now what they have? Before you go and do the surgery. So because it is not a sin there, but here it's a sin. Here it's a crime. Here it is wrong. Here you cannot do it. So under grace. So whatever the law says, it says it those under the law. So those under the law, you see, for they, anything that the law says, it's a sin. It's a crime. But you and I, we are under grace. So what is in grace is our business. What is in Christ is our business. Pastor Rasmus, continue.
That every mouth may be stopped.
That every man may be stopped.
And all the world may become guilty before God.
Yes, so you see, this is the essence of the law. That all the world will be guilty before God. So you see, so anybody who actually has knowledge of the law. You see, the scripture said that in the knowledge of the law, there is sin. That's what the scripture says. In the knowledge of the law, there is sin. I repeat again. In the knowledge of the law, there is sin. So wherever you know more of the law, you break more of the law. I don't know if you get a practical explanation. So where there's law, then there's sin. Where there's no law, nobody is guilty before God. So the more you know the law, the more sinful you will become. Let's go to Romans chapter 7, verse 9 to 10.
Romans 7, verse 9 to 10. For I was alive without the law once.
I was alive without the law.
But when the commandment came.
When the commandment came.
Sin revived and I died.
Yeah, did you see that? So anybody who takes himself back under the law, you realize that the law is comes with guilt. So maybe you've told yourself that I don't want to be a sinner again. The more you realize that sinner, So there are some people, you'll be there and God will come and show you that, you see, this one, you didn't know this law. You just broke it. So Jesus Christ knew that this one is not possible. So God changed the law. Go ahead. The scripture you were reading.
For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. And the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. For sin taking occasion by the commandment.
So the commandment
me.
That is supposed to what? Help you to live. The commandment brought death. Let's go ahead.
Deceived me. And by it slew me. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good. Was then that which is good made death unto me?
All right. God. So let's go to John 10:10. John 10:10.
The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy.
So let's go ahead.
I am come that they might have life, and that they may have it more abundantly.
So anybody who has Jesus Christ has life and has life in abundance. Anybody who has Christ has life in abundance. Colossians chapter 2 verse 14 and 15.
Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us.
Yes, because it was bringing death. Yeah, death. Because the power of God was weak too much through the flesh. The power of God was weak through man to the flesh. I'll give you a practical example. It's like maybe you want God to intervene for you so that someone will pay your school fees. The power of God was limited by your flesh because the Lord disqualifies you. The Lord disqualifies you because you're a sinner. Yes, so if you go to the book of James, Bible said that for God is good, it gives without finding fault. So you see, so under the law, God will find out your standards. If you actually meet the standards of the law, before thinking about granting your request. But this thing has changed under grace. So Bible said, like last time I said, let us come boldly unto the throne of grace to obtain mercy in times of need. So that is the difference, because under the law, anything you want from God, the law will disqualify you. You are not qualified. So there are sometimes you pray to God and you think God is not doing it because maybe you don't come to church every day. That is a lie. I will say it again. That is a lie. God does not find fault because before he does something good for you. God does not check you whether you are correct or you are not correct before he does something good for you. God will give you because he, God, is good. So if you are asking God, God, pay my school fees, God will not say that, what's I did, Papa? Me fume. This is your punishment. That thing doesn't happen under our grace. God will give you, so long as he is God, he will give you. Whether you are sinful or you are not, any other practical practices in a kingdom is just to build your faith. And I'll talk about faith in the next chapter. Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead. Are you there?
Contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross.
Nailing it to the cross. Wonderful. So Jesus Christ nailed anything that was against us to the cross. Now, you'll be blessed because you obey the law, and you'll be cursed because you disobey the law. Deuteronomy chapter 28. That's one thing under the law. So anybody who wants to be blessed, those days, the more you follow the law, the more you become blessed. That's those days. But our time, it has changed. Being blessed has something to do with following the law again. Deuteronomy 28 verse 13 to 14. This one, we'll read it faster so that we can do the prayers.
Verse 13. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only. And thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I have commanded thee this day.
All right. Verse 15 to 16. Listen, I'll be talking about something, so pay attention. Uh-huh.
But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes.
So when you observe, when you obey God totally, uh-huh.
Which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee.
So these curses will come upon you, uh-huh, if you are disobedient.
And overtake thee.
Verse 18 and 20.
Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of
thy
land. So
anything you do will be cursed. So if you're under the law and you disobey the law, anything you do will be cursed. Yeah. Anything you do, there are some people, like by now, I tell you, many things will be cursed. Let's go ahead.
Cursed shall be the fruit of your body and the fruit of thy land, uh-huh, the increase of thy kind and the flocks of your sheep.
Everything will be cursed. Business, grandpa, it won't go on well. All right. So let me show you now what happens where the devil plays a role. Listen to this one very carefully. Now, for the devil, as many people who don't understand God's covenant through grace, he uses it against them. Yes. So the first evidence you see in the book of Revelation, God used the word that for, you see, the accuser of our brethren accuses them day and night. Any knowledge of the law that you don't have, the devil uses it against you. Yeah, any knowledge of grace, the grace message, the devil uses against. So I'll show you how it happens. So fine. Now that, you see, this all happens. If you are broken a law, the devil will be the one coming to punish you. Yes. Even under the law, it's the same thing. No? Watch. So the devil will punish you, and you think that God punished you because you broke the law. Yeah, the devil will punish you. The devil will punish you because you don't know grace. So as much as the more you don't understand God's covenant through grace, the devil takes advantage of that. And he uses it to war with you in the spirit. So this is where many warfare comes. The devil uses to war against you in the flesh. Because your flesh is actually always vulnerable. Yeah, there are some people, there's some of the guys, you know, you can't see a beautiful lady and you're not looking at it again. I can hear again. Yeah. So the day the devil wants to destroy you, a beautiful lady will just come and befriend you. And because of the lady, then you backslide. Yeah. I've even seen, listen up. I've even seen this, women of God, they left ministry because of a man. They fell in love, then that's all. Their ministry ended because of a man. Not the devil. Yeah, the devil just has to introduce some foolish boy into your life. That's all. Yeah, there are some people you are today. I can tell you are a nice Christian because you are not falling in love with. Go and fall in love with somebody, and apostle said, don't follow this guy again. That's all. You also leave the church. Yeah. I can tell you plenty. One intelligent lady there, Yamiyakra. Yeah, even after telling the lady that this guy is a womanizer, showing the lady evidences of the many guys that many ladies the guy has slept with and left. So the lady followed this guy and left the church. And the guy dumped her too. Yeah. Oh, so you see, I'm trying to tell you something that, you see, that your knowledge in grace, okay, becomes a weapon against even the devil. Your knowledge about grace, your knowledge about the new covenant becomes a weapon against the devil. Because the devil knows you are right. The devil knows you know your law, the law. Okay, it's like a policeman who stops you by the roadside. How many of you don't know that police people are not supposed to ask for a license? Except you have done something wrong. Yeah. The people who have the power to ask you for license are those who wear the white top. They write on it MTCD. Yeah, they have the power to ask you for license. But you see, you don't know. You see that these people will stop you and they will take 50 Ghana cedis from you. This day, they don't even want the 50 Ghana. This day, they are negotiating some from 200 cedis. Yeah. Okay, so this one is a practical example of somebody who is taking an advantage of the father. You don't know the word concerning your covenant, so he's taking advantage. So this is how the devil used to war with Christians. That which you not know, he uses it to war with you. That's a trick of the devil. So there are some people, you don't know that in Christ, you are far above all demons and the rest. Then a demon will be tormenting you. Then you think that God is using that to strengthen you spiritually. Uh-huh. So that's what happens. So whatever you don't know, it becomes a weapon of the devil against you. So if you are there, you decide not to know the new covenant. The devil will war with you, sir. You'll be there and see. Or just be there. So sometimes some of the prayer topics you are praying, the devil is just laughing at you. You know that this prayer topic, I tell you, it's for people who don't know themselves. Can I tell you one of them? Hey, are you sure? Oh God, make me so powerful that the devil will be scared of me. Yes. This is a totally unapologetic, unprophetic, unrevelational prayer topic. Some people pray it. God, make me wiser than Solomon. It's also wrong. God, give me the mantle of Elijah. It's wrong. Which mantle have you been praying for? Because the statement, even mantle cry, is wrong. New covenant, you don't use it. Can I challenge you? Go and check after Jesus Christ died and resurrected. When you see mantle in the Bible, go and check it. I'm waiting for you. Then I continue teaching. You never find any. Yes. So now some of you are now thinking twice. I said, what you don't know, the devil uses against of you. When it comes to warfare, when it comes to spiritual battle, that's the only weapon against that the devil uses is ignorance. So Bible said that for they are alienated from the life of God through the ignorance of what? Of their hearts. So what separates you from the life of God is ignorance. It's not because you are not prayerful. So before you need prayer, you need knowledge of the new covenant first. You need knowledge. Like you have to study. You have to grow in the knowledge of the new covenant. Because that is the devil's first point of raising attacks against you. When it comes to battle. Oh, well. I tell you, there are some people to be standing there and they say, oh, Father God. Me, listen, by God's grace, when I started growing in certain dimension of power, let me tell you the thing. It wasn't prayerfulness that made me that. Some of you would think so. Yeah. God, there are some people, demon, okay? Pastors are praying for them, son. They don't get delivered. One of my favorite occasions in ministry. Yes. Watch. I'm telling you, not because I'm prayerful. Prayerfulness did not do it. I'm telling you again. Some people, you go and pray 9 hours, 10 hours, so that you can deal with the devil. You don't do that thing here. I tell you. You know, as I said, dream deliverance. When I grew in the word, that's all. Word and meditation, that's all. That our warfare as plenty people are purposed, and some people are beating and fighting witches and one. I told you recently that there's some fetish priest around, eh? He greets me and say, blessed man. Yeah, fetish priest. Fetish priest is greeting you and say, blessed man. I won't be that. No, we understand ourselves. It's an understanding. We all know the spiritual grounds we belong. Yet, he won't say. Okay? No, this is not the time to have saying that, do you know who I am and does he know you? If he knows you, like, he would have introduced you before you introduce yourself. Yeah. The legion said, hey, son of God, why have you come to torment us before our time? That's not what they say. Yeah. They know Jesus Christ. They introduce Jesus Christ to the people. I'm telling you something. I said it's not about how prayerful you are. I've said it several times. I'm not saying prayer does not play a role, but prayer is a long cut. The word is a shortcut. Yes. Prayer is a long cut. If you want to grow in the word, then grow in the word. Faith will be in your heart. So it's the same difference that there are some people, they'll pray and they'll be checking if the thing is coming. There are some people, they pray and they go and sleep and the thing has happened. But your Christian life will be so slow and you'll be warring against so plenty things. So, Pastor, have you seen somebody, when you see them, they tell you, oh, every day the spiritual attacks are plenty. Anybody you see plenty is always saying spiritual attack plenty. The person has to grow in the word. Because the devil is catalyzing on certain ignorance to actually fight the person. So by the time you finish dealing with the demon that are holding your brother's marriage, you have to deal with the one dealing with your wife's marriage, and the one coming to deal with your friend, your boss, and the one dealing with your breast. So every day the devil prepares a new attack for you, and the attacks keep on coming and coming and coming and coming. So you notice that anybody who has grown in the word, they are always at peace and they are relaxed, they are calm. They are very calm. So if they are facing any situation in their life, they stand on the scripture, they stand on the power and revelation to declare something and it's come to pass. Yeah. I don't want to talk plenty. I don't want to talk plenty, 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 plenty. Yeah. Let me tell you, do you want to be a serious Christian? Go and check the temptations of Jesus Christ, the devil, okay, the serpent. When he tested Jesus Christ, watch from Matthew 4. Go and check it. It will show you how you can walk in authority as a Christian. The first temptation of Jesus Christ, the first temptation tested Jesus Christ's identity. It's about how much you know yourself in God. That's the first thing. If you are the son of man, change this stone into bread. Anybody in your life, I tell you, you always face a temptation to know how much you know yourself. For instance, how much you know yourself as a son of God. Because there you can deploy power. Because when you declare power, you are declaring as a child of God. Because if you are declaring a demon to lose its hold, you are declaring as a son of God. Not because you are prayerful. If you go because you are prayerful, it means that you want to go because you feel, you can operate in certain dimension of power with the devil. The devil will be there many years before you. So when you are dealing with the devil, you see, the most effective way to deal with the devil is exousia. Exousia. Again, exousia. The word means authority. So what's the authority? The authority here in the University of Ghana is that the vice chancellor is the boss who came now over here. So if your lecturer, your pastor call you, go here. You go there, right? So how do we function as authority in the kingdom? In Christ, we are far above all principalities and powers. So God has put you in a level far above all the devil and everything that it will do. So authority is to function from your position. Prayer makes power available to you. But by dunamis, you want to deal with the power available to you. Sometimes that power may not be actually ready. Because some of the demons you deal with, they are actually more powerful than you. That's the truth. Yes. Everybody, I've said it before, everybody goes through this temptation every time. Almost everybody. Your identity in Christ, I tell you, is the most common thing the devil fights. Your identity in Christ. So I've told, if you're a Christian and you want to grow in power, one of the things you have to do is that, you see, when you leave here and you go home, go and write down all the new covenant promises concerning you, the believer. Write it down and start meditating on it. Know all of them, like the way you know your papa. You see how you know you. Know it. Let it enter into you. then it will become part of your thinking and rational process. Don't know what I'm telling you. Yeah. So naturally, your instinct will begin to react to things. Your instinct. Your instinct. The devil wants to hold and say, hey. Then the devil will say, It's okay. But so now it's agro ahead in our wife and eyes. Yeah. But right now, you see, plenty of people, they don't even know who they are in Christ. If you ask, I'll tell you. How are you going to explain that? So that I say, the first, if you're a Christian, the first thing you must do, because it will determine even how powerful your prayers will be. So because you have grown in certain dimension of authority, and the cosmic atmosphere is going to favor you. That means situations in nature will favor you. Situation, I can you print a situation in nature that will favor you? Aha. And leave the rest. Aha. Because people of faith, once something falls from their pocket, it will also enter your home. Yeah. Befriend people of faith. People that can call for things. Oh. Me, I've told you things and I've said plenty of things. I told you that me one day I was looking for those I wanted to do teaching. I said, I wrote a letter. I had a vision. I wrote like 3 letters. The day my letter entered the school, someone was fired. And I got that job. Yeah. It's not my fault you don't have that faith. Yeah. So this is very practical. I said, this thing confronts you, your identity in Christ. The rest of the team could have left it because of time. Yeah. So when you leave, you're going to write down who you are in Christ. Write down everything. Write it down. All those scriptures, begin to meditate on. Begin to meditate on it. Meditate and meditate until your instincts have gotten hold of it. Yeah. Meditate on it. If you always are fond of this migraine and this plenty diseases and stomach pain, I've told you people that in plenty years, I mean, I hardly even feel normal headache. This headache, I hardly. You use stomach ache, I don't. And I tell people, I tell you. Yeah. Look, I say, I have tummy ache, right? I don't. Trust me. If I can calculate carefully, the last time maybe I'll say I have stomach ache. Edwin, it is more than 15 years ago. This is me, Sifam Lawrence Tamakra, I've told you. Yeah, so I'm teaching you something practical. I know, because I know what is behind this manifestation. So that's what I'm teaching. I want you to live the same way. Yeah. So I have stomach ache. Then I'm trying to reason. What's stomach ache? What is it? What's stomach ache? Everything here is worrying you. The ladies that have cramps, you can do something about it. Yeah. Some of you there, you deliberately don't want to do anything about it because you used to get excuse from work. I don't want to talk plenty. But you know yourself. So some of the ladies there, Debbie.
Blessed one, we trust you've been transformed by this message. For your testimonies of how Apostle Sifam Lawrence Tamaklo's messages have been a blessing to you, kindly call or WhatsApp us on +233 245 913 919. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter as Universal Radiant Family. To send a special offering to the ministry, use the mobile money number +233 559 401 472. Keep experiencing the life-transforming atmosphere.